Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rothman. Starting this fall, Kansas won't have a fall turkey hunting season due to declining turkey populations.
The Kansas Wildlife and Parks Commission made this tough call after receiving recommendations from staff during four public meetings. The decline in turkey numbers over the past 15 years, primarily due to reduced production, prompted this decision. Although fewer hunters participate in the fall season, it still contributes to turkey mortality, especially when hens are harvested. The fall harvest was less than 500 birds in 2022.
A burglary suspect has been arrested. Gary Wayne Emery was arrested after detectives responded to the report of a residential burglary near the area of 182nd and U.S. Highway 75 in Jackson County. Emery was the suspect of two burglaries that happened last week. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
What is dedication?
My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night and every moment in between. I think a parent's job is to protect our children but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly announced that $1 million in attraction development grants is available from Kansas Tourism, a division of the Kansas Department of Commerce, and attraction development grants are designed to assist in the development of sustainable tourism experiences that influence travel decisions and create economic impact, including new jobs, capital investment, revenue, and increased visitation. A first round of applications is now open with a deadline of October 1, 2023, and a second round will open on February 1, 2024. $500,000 will be awarded in each round, and successful grant applications must have an accountable tie to the tourism industry, with funds being used to develop new or enhance existing tourism attractions. Tourism has a total economic impact of $11.2 billion on the state, which includes $7 billion in direct visitor spending on lodging, dining, transportation, and entertainment. Eligible projects for the grant program include new attraction construction, enhancements to an existing attraction, and new or enhanced exhibits that will improve a visitor's experience. Funding for Kansas tourism grants, including the Tourism Marketing Grant, is provided by the Economic Development Initiatives Fund from state lottery proceeds. For more information, you can visit travelks.com. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that a Kansas woman has been sentenced to 18 months of probation for insurance fraud. 30-year-old Carolyn Englehart pled guilty in the District Court of Norton County on July 25th to one felony count of a fraudulent insurance act after she knowingly submitted a fraudulent auto claim to her insurance company for a loss that occurred prior to her purchasing the auto coverage. She was sentenced on Monday to 18 months probation with 10 months underlying prison time if her probation is violated, and Englehart also was assessed a $500 fine and associated court costs. Resources to help children travel safely by properly using car seats and restraints are available in conjunction with Child Passenger Safety Week, September 17th through the 23rd. This safety campaign focuses on educating the public on correct installation and use of car seats throughout the year. The Kansas Motor Carriers Association recently donated 22 car seats to the Kansas Highway Patrol that will be distributed across the state and given to parents or caregivers in need. In addition, a national seat check is taking place on Saturday, September 30th. The Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office urges those transporting children to visit ktsro.org to find the car seat check station that's nearest to them for an appointment. Motor vehicle crashes are a leading cause of death for children, and according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's latest research, 46% of car seats are misused. And in Kansas in 2022, 16 children age 18 and under died as a result of being unbelted. The common issues are that children are being put in the wrong type of car seat for their age and size, and car seats are being installed improperly, both of which leave children vulnerable to injury in a crash. KTSRO Director Tennille Kimberlin said most parents are trying to do their best for their kids, so they may be surprised to find out their kids aren't as safe as possible in their vehicle, and they want caregivers to know that it's worth finding out for sure. For more information, you can visit ktsro.org. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
According to the unofficial minutes of the regular meeting for the Board of Education for Unified School District 211 that was held on Monday, September the 11th at 7 p.m., the regular meeting of the Board of Education USD 211 was called to order by Michael Terry at the Alice Tweed Center, and five members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy spoke on bringing esports to Norton Community Schools, and he mentioned that there is some interest within the student body, and he even has a teacher who is willing to sponsor an after-school program. Mr. Roy stated that this will be a great addition to the schools and bring more involvement to the student body. Superintendent Roy also spoke on some upkeep within the school buildings that is already needed to be done within this school year, and he just wanted to make sure the Board of Education was aware of those. Superintendent Roy then spoke on enrollment numbers. He said that enrollment is sitting at 694, but that could increase within the next couple of weeks by a few numbers. Jeremy Hawks presented the first reading of the Applied Tech Mid-Cycle Review and the CTE Review on behalf of the Wellness Chair. The second reading will be at the October 9th Board of Education meeting, and Kim Fiscus presented the first reading of the Social Studies Curriculum. The Board of Education will move on this in the next meeting. It was reported at the meeting that in the last 3 years, USD 211 received permission from the KSDE to carry over more than 15% of the Title I allocation, as the district did not spend all of the 2022-2023 Title I allocation, and the district is requesting an Ed Flex waiver of the Title I carryover limitation of once every 3 years in order to carry over more than 15% of its 23 Title I allocation into the 2023-2024 year, and there were no comments from the public on carrying over the 15% Title I allocations. The 2023-2024 Activity Handbook was presented to the Board of Education for approval, and a motion to approve the 2023-2024 Activity Handbook was presented by Sean Katz and seconded by John Granberry, and the motion carried 5-0. The principal reports were all given to the Board of Education and read out loud by Superintendent Roy, where all of the principals have been very pleased with how the school year has started with all students and staff in all buildings. Kyle Wright presented information on transportation staff and the transportation fleet. He said he's pleased with his staff and thinks he has a great staff for the school year, and Mr. Wright also presented on what vehicles and buses might be needing replaced in the near future. After two executive sessions, the board returned to open meeting at 8:47 p.m., and a motion was made by Dina Winty and seconded by John Granberry to approve Chris Delamont as the Norton Community High School head track coach and Bill Brockelman as the assistant high school track coach. and the motion passed 5-0. Michael Terry reported that the PDC minutes were ready to be approved by the board, and Jamie Amlong then moved to approve the PDC minutes from August 15th and August 18th as presented, with a second by Dina Winty, and the motion passed 5-0. And Michael Terry then adjourned the meeting at 8:51 p.m. Funeral services for Russell Rusty Bird, 57, of Clayton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Thursday, September 21st at the Norton Christian Church, and burial will be held at 1:30 p.m. at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, September 20th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to Plummer Gobber Funeral Home to help with funeral expenses and sent in care of the funeral home at 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Every year, hundreds of people die on Kansas roads. Be aware of your surroundings. Read all traffic signs. Always wear your seatbelt. Keep your eyes on the road. Every child needs to be properly restrained. Slow down. These simple steps can help save your life. A message from the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
Are you drowning in a sea of numbers and paperwork? It's time to take control of your finances with the help of the experts at Mapes & Miller LLP. Their team of experienced CPAs and tax professionals are here to guide you through the mazes of taxes, investments, and financial planning. Whether you're an individual seeking personal tax solutions or a business owner aiming for financial growth, they've got you covered. Trust in their precision, dedication, and commitment to your financial well-being at Mapes & Miller LLP, located on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Very warm temperatures are back for most of the upcoming week, with a return to the low and mid-90s for some parts of our state today and tomorrow. That's thanks to a warm front that's now over our central counties and nearly stationary today. We do have a chance of some rainfall, mainly in the eastern and central counties, late tonight through tomorrow evening as some humid air makes its way northward along that frontal boundary. Looks like western Kansas will stay dry for now. Temperatures will cool off a little bit on Wednesday in the eastern counties and then for the whole state on Thursday, with cooler weather expected by the weekend. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a nearly stationary warm front is set up over central Kansas with a very warm southwest flow coming in from the southern plains. High pressure is over the Rockies with a little bit of moist air moving into the desert southwest, but we'll stay dry in the plains at least for now. High pressure also dominates the weather off to our east. A little above average on the temperatures today in the eastern counties, most locations hitting the mid-80s, but quite a bit warmer in the western high plains with some low to mid-90s. A few isolated thunderstorms are possible in the north-central counties overnight. Then by tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms developing along the warm front in the central and eastern counties. Looks like showers or thunderstorms will be possible central and east through tomorrow afternoon and possibly into tomorrow evening. It'll be slightly cooler in the east on Wednesday, but still warm for western Kansas and mostly sunny. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, low to mid-90s with mid-50s overnight, upper 80s and low 90s north-central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-60s, mid to upper 80s northeast, and mid-60s for the overnight hours. Southwest, upper 80s to low 90s and upper 50s overnight. We're in the upper 80s south central, and tonight we're in the low to mid-60s, upper 80s southeast, and low 60s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.